Officer, if I can get you to join me down front here. We continue to have a youth message every Sunday, whether any of the youth here or not. And you're a youth, aren't you? How old are you? Good. Sit up here if you can. You ride a bike?
Yeah.
How did you learn to ride a bike? Without training wheel?
Yeah.
Wow! That's...
I started with training
wheel. Yeah, okay.
Can I
go down? Did you notice that when they put the training wheels on, they're just a little higher than the ground? It's not a solid thing. That way, if you weave a little bit and bounce back and forth, they catch and get you straight. And then you practice balance.
Yeah.
Well, that's the way it is with our relationship with Jesus. As we grow up, He gives us training wheels. That's the Holy Spirit. That's church. Everybody that help us grow. Baptism is an important part of training wheels in our spiritual life. And then as you grow in grace, we get better and better. And then we don't need the training wheels anymore. We automatically know how to pray, how to worship, and sing songs. So training wheels are really important in life. So I'm glad you learned. Now you don't need them anymore, right? But young people coming up behind you, need them. And that's the way we are as humans too. And you're growing in grace and you're getting to be a wonderful young man. And he volunteered his dad to light the Advent candle on Christmas Eve. I think that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Let me have a word of prayer with you. Grace, love, God, we thank you for Arthur and all the young people, Lord. And we're all young in heart, so we need to be able to understand how this thing called faith really needs some attention, and training wheels and baptism and relationship with Jesus and all the things and the people that help us grow in grace. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. How's your buddy doing that came with you last time?
Oh, he's doing fine.
Good. Well, tell him I said hello.
Yeah.
All right.